And so this is the Drysdale vignette entitled Replacing Older Trees in 3-2-1. Many owners of older homes face a dilemma with big trees, or they have a large open space where one once stood. Hi, Mark Drysdale. Small trees after this. 3-2-1. On many properties, owners see their maple, birch, or even elm in a state of decline, and they realize it's not going to be there for too much longer to shade them. Still, other homeowners have properties with many large trees that don't allow enough sun through to grow vegetables, say, or even other than a shady flower garden. Their dilemma is how to get more sun and yet still have some trees on the property for shade in specific areas, such as the patio or deck. The answer to all of these variations of the same problem, having to do with former or existing large shade trees, is planting new, smaller trees. In the case of homes that have lost huge trees recently, the space left open allows for the planting of a smaller tree, in perhaps the same spot or near the trunk of the older one. However, before planting there, it's wise to consider if there's a better spot at which to site a new tree or trees as replacements. If the older tree is still present and either in decline, indicating it won't be there for too many more years, or even if it or several such older specimens appear to be growing well, it's not too early to consider planting at least one new smaller tree to take over when the larger ones succumb. In such cases, by planting now, the younger, smaller trees are able to be well established and achieve impressive growth before it's necessary to remove the older specimens. I'm Art Drysdale.